Josh.
Oh, I rotate.
Yeah,
everyone
that
dons with
Almond,
mix them on
pasta. Okay.
Okay.
Everyone has
been a
favor.
I'll give you the favorite of this guy.
But it's a debatable
topic. Boy side.
Hell yeah.
Today is the quasi-final tefillah shiur.
By quasi.
It's the official final tefillah shiur, but to be honest, we are not done.
We're never done.
And starting not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday, I will be doing a semi in the siddur, semi fundamentals tefillah shiur next Tuesday. So we're not done, and then of course there's a few more tefillah shiurim in the siddur, and then there's a lot of sikh saran we got to do because we can't survive without sikh saran. So that's the goal. But officially, again, if you do not come to those Tuesday events, I am planning as if you are not. Therefore, I ask myself, which thing do I need to do for the tefillah shiur? And this is the thing that I need to do, for the tefillah shiur. So here we go. On the top right of your thing, write Beis Samech Dalin, and write the following words.
Dear Hashem.
Dear Hashem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I said that.
Go.
Go.
Dear Hashem. Dear Hashem.
I joined him weekly.
This is what we did on the first day.
Dear Hashem.
Go.
Like 2 pages.
Write whatever you want. Go. You have 20 minutes. Huh? No. Rabbi Isai. I will talk about what to do with this and the previous one after you finish. 20, go. No. Do not get your old one. Do not worry about the old one. Do not think about the old one. Just do a new one. As if you never wrote anything else, if you'd like. Go.
But you don't get back to me on that last.
You got 15-20 minutes. You could write whatever you'd like. I am not going to tell you what to do. However you would like to write, freestyle. What?
What? Yo Hashem, listen to my new freestyle on Asmodo.
Oh.
All right, yo Hashem, listen to my new freestyle on
Asmodo. I did that on the spot.
Why are you giving out answers?
The heck? He's mad I took his.
Don't look. Go. Dear Hashem. This is the easiest tefillah shiur I ever had to give.
Yeah, I was going to say. You
know, see you later. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be back soon.
Can we close the door?
Babe, you want to join?
What do you think I'm doing?
Are you texting me?
Oh, shut up.
Shh. Like, guys, focus. Joking aside. Unless it wasn't clear, no one is going to see this other than you, or anyone you choose to see. Thank you.
Him. 3 minutes. One minute. Seconds. Naturally, how we express ourselves and act in a relationship greatly depends on the nature of that relationship. Doesn't necessarily mean that as a relationship matures, that you express yourself more. Just usually means that you might express yourself differently. You might act differently as part of an evolution of a relationship. Some people might find that as the relationship develops, they find it easier to express themselves. Some people actually might find less of a need. There's no right or wrong way to talk to Hashem. Because everybody's personality is different. Some people are better at speaking. Some people aren't. Some people are more in touch with themselves. Some people less so.
But I have found it very valuable. And the feedback that I've gotten over the years is that I found it very valuable to do this exercise. By now, I'm sure you've figured out why it is you wrote that initial Dear God letter and why it is I had you fold it up and put it away. The reason is because what you're going to do now, not now, but now on your own time, when you have a little time to do a little hisbodidus and sit down a little bit with yourself, is to take out that old letter. And I want you to read it. And then I want you to read the new one. The homework I'm giving you is try to figure out what the differences are between the two and why that is. I can't answer that for you. Only you can. Try to figure out how the two letters differ and why you think they differ and what about your relationship with Hashem has developed and how did that manifest in the two letters. And again, I can almost guarantee you I can't even predict what the answer will be, because the answer for you will likely not be the same answer as for him, because you're different people with different strengths and different relationships with Hashem and different concepts of what a relationship is. And so therefore, just like that's the danger of comparing marriages and relationships and things like that, because my marriage will probably look nothing like your marriage. Everyone has their own relationship, and that's why it's so toxic to compare relationships, because what makes a relationship good is not necessarily, for me, is not necessarily what makes a relationship good for you. We all need different things out of our relationship, and we all have different things to offer. But there's almost a guarantee that one thing you will see, there will be a difference between the two. And I'm just curious to see, I'm curious for you, because if you want, you could share it with me. I mean, not the actual letters. If you want, you could, meet with me and we could talk about it. If you feel like you need help or you need feedback, I'm happy to do that with you. But you don't need to. It's really, really for you. That's the reason that I do this exercise. Even though, as I said, I'm not really fully done with Tefillah Shiur because there's still some more work to be done, and we'll be doing it on Tuesdays. But I do want to talk as if this is the last Tefillah Shiur, because officially it is, and again, I don't know who will be joining me for either lack of interest or for just simply there are conflicts and it's difficult to make extra time in your day for things. So I'm going to give the message that I want to give you in the last 10 minutes or so of, the Tefillah Shiur as if I'm not going to be teaching you again in this area. I have no doubt that the people sitting in this room have grown from the Tefillah Shiur. I say the people sitting in this room because it takes a lot to see this all the way through. I recognize, and I think I said it on day one, that there are different types of people that take the Tefillah Shiur. There are people who dabble, there are people who listen, and there are people who engage and do the work. And you get what you give. And I think I'm very proud to say, proud isn't the right word, but yeah, I am proud of you guys. But I'm also very happy to say that I would even venture to say a much, much larger percentage of guys than I normally have really bought into this. You guys really did it. You worked hard at it, and you came, and you listened, and you grew, and I hope your concept of tefillah and relationship with Hashem is significantly more developed now than it was in the beginning of the year. Not just because you naturally grew, because of the shiur, and you understand it, and you worked at it, and I hope that your tefillahs have gotten better. Again, today, I looked around a little bit during davening, and, as I scoured the room, I have to say, I smiled a little bit, because as I looked around, I can't read minds, not there yet, but can't read minds, but I have a sense when I scour a room as to where people are holding, and I'm proud to say that I really feel like the tefillah guys, you could see it. I mean, you could see the tefillah is different. You could see it. It's not just that they're growing and therefore they're shuckling more and davening. Like there's a real something there. Like I think you guys get it. I think you guys get where we're at. Other than complimenting you on your work, which again, I really think on a percentage level, the percentages of guys that really took advantage of this year, I would put probably the best ever on a percentage level, for sure. I would say that. And I don't say that every year, definitely not. So that's kudos to you. But the second thing I have to say, which is kind of preparing you, is that, you know, out there in the world, people work on their Torah. They do. When you go to fill-in-the-blank community, there's going to be Torah opportunities. There are kolels, there are people learning, there are chavrusas. People work on Torah. Chesed. A lot of stuff going on in the community that you can get involved in chesed. People are into chesed. They like chesed. And you'll have chesed opportunities in your life. The one area that is lacking in our communities in terms of real growth-oriented people is davening. Not a lot of people work on their davening. Like, davening is just one of those things that just, like, stagnates. Like, there's the people who go and there's the people who don't go. Like, that's basically it. Then there's the people who go, and to a large extent, it's just like, check through it. And, you know, life is hectic. And davening for most people is not intellectually engaging. And it's early in the morning, and you're tired. And there could be an easy tendency for a person to stagnate in terms of his growth in tefillah. And one of the most painful things for me as a Rebbe is when I put in all this effort. And I really do put a lot into this year, and I really do try to give you the not just the information, the feel of like what it is to be passionate about your Judaism and your davening. And I find it frustrating that a lot of times guys come back after 2-3 years and they're like, Rabbi, oh my gosh, I need another one of those shiurim. I'm not davening very well. And it's frustrating to me. Not angry, you know, I'm not angry at anyone, I get it. But like it's frustrating that like you put in all this effort and you get them to understand it and then they leave and they don't feel it anymore. And so I've given great thought as to not so much why I think that is. I think it's very obvious to us, as I said before, why that is. But more in terms of what we can do to ensure that doesn't happen to us. You know, I almost feel like I was in a room with a bunch of people who are incredibly overweight. And we spent 6 months doing incredible diets and exercise, and everyone's dropped all the weight. I don't want you to leave here and put the weight back on. So I want to prep you to make sure that you stay skinny and fit. So how do you stay skinny and fit in terms of tefillah? So I'm going to give you 3 pieces of advice. And I think if you stick to these 3 things, I'm not going to be the Rambam and, you know, guarantee anything. You know, I guarantee if you keep my diet, you'll stay healthy. I'm not going to guarantee anything. But it raises the probability if you do these 3 things. And if you don't do these 3 things, it's hard to believe that you'll be able to keep this up and continue to grow in your davening. So I recommend these 3 things. Number 1. These are in no particular order. And you don't have to do all 3 all the time. But I'm just giving you 3 things that I really think will be valuable. Number 1. Try to make time for Hispodidus. I don't care how the Hispodidus looks. You can do it Hasidish style or Litvish style. Hasidish style means go for a walk and talk to God. Litvish style means sit down with the pen and paper and write about your life or calculate your deeds. Because connecting to Hashem means working on yourself and being aware of yourself. And I think making time not to learn, not to daven, just to anything from just thinking about life, to to talking to Hashem in your own words is very important in terms of your personal growth and development with Hashem. Even if you walk away from such a session not necessarily feeling so elated, just that you took time out of your day to say, Hashem, this time is me and you and nothing else getting in the way, not even the Gemara is getting in the way. Just me and you. Time. To have a little of that in your life. You want to do it? For most people, you're capable of doing it for a few minutes a day. But even if you're not going to do that, make a zman kavua once a week, once a month, something. The more you do it, the better. But like, to go your life without stopping to take time out to talk to Hashem in your own words. You want to do it during davening, during Shema Kolenu, before you take three steps back? I don't care. Personally, I prefer to do it in bed when I have the cover over my head or something like that, or going for a walk. That's how I like to do it. Maybe you're not me. Maybe you like doing it in other ways. But to do it, it's really, really critical, because I want to tell you something. In 10 years, life is going to be crazy. Good, hopefully. But crazy. You don't make time for God to just like talk to Him. Even your davening and your learning could just become rote. It could just become something that just like I do that, like I tie my shoes and go to the bathroom, you know, like and take my kids to school. It just becomes one of those things. So just putting the brakes on and having a moment of some, you don't have to do Rabbi Nachman hours Bodhidus every day. It's not realistic for most people. But like something. You can do some short sessions once in a while, a longer session. That's the first piece of advice I give you, to have some of that in your life. Number two, the only way for a person to grow in something is to continue their education in it. You cannot just rely on the inspiration and the information from this shiur to propel you in your davening forever. It gave you a certain level of understanding, which hopefully you will always remember and will always inspire you. But you need to continue that education. That could mean anything from reading books on tefillah, including my own, or Rav David's, whatever. What is that? That's from upstairs, I think. Or it can include reading any sefer on tefillah. There's no such thing as a bad sefer on tefillah. And even if there is such a thing as a bad sefer on tefillah that you don't like, that you don't take to, the fact that you're taking out time to read and to learn about tefillah not only will teach you new stuff on tefillah, but it will be machazik what you've learned already. Continued education keeps it fresh. How much time do you need to dedicate to this? Not a lot. The point of it isn't just to learn. The point of it is to keep it fresh. So if you have a few minutes a day after davening, before you go to sleep, just a few minutes, just to read a book on tefillah, Pathway to Prayer, Praying with Fire, Rav Schwab on tefillah, you name it, anything.
Or of tefillah.
Okay. Yeah? But even if not, anything. I'll even throw this out there as well. Reading a Siddur in English. Just open up a Siddur. Read the Siddur in English and read the commentary of Art Scroll. Something as simple as that. Just keeps the davening fresh. Shows you're interested in continuing to be educated. And that's something that's very, very important as well. So that's my second piece of advice. Again, I'm not giving you amounts. I leave that to you. The extent that you can. I realize life is complicated. But like, number one, make some time for a spodidus. Number two, continue your education in tefillah. Listen to shiurim on tefillah. Read books on tefillah. Read the Siddur inside. Read perushim on tefillah. The extent that you do it will be the extent that you keep it fresh. Finally, number three. Wherever you go in life, try to find a minyan that actually davens. Don't try. I know that it's hard when you have to get on an early bus, to get out to school, whatever it is. When I went to YU, there are many different minyanim in YU. And it was very, very hard because I worked really, really hard in learning and I stayed up ridiculously late. But I went to the longest minyan in YU, even though it was just a bit too long for me. Because I knew that if I'm going to continue to grow in my davening, and I did not know what you guys know back then. I didn't have a tefillah shir. I didn't know any of these things when I was 19 or whatever, 20. Right? But I knew that I wanted to grow on my tefillah, and I knew that if I'm going to go get into this habit of going to minyanim, that just like it's a race to the end, how do I expect to keep davening as a real value in my life and grow in it? So I would go to minyanim that were just a bit too long for me. And where people put a lot of effort in, and there was a kol ramin shul, and there was a little bit of an environment of growth-oriented people davening. You're going to live in communities that will probably have a variety of different minyanim. Try to choose growth-oriented minyanim. Try to choose minyanim where people are actually wanting to grow in davening, and maybe even one step ahead of where you're at. That's also okay. As I said, in YU, that was my experience. And I had a taiva to say, you know what, maybe I can get an extra 20 minutes of sleep and go to a quicker minyan. But I didn't. I stuck with that. And I think that paid off. So invest in your davening. That's basically the bottom line. Invest in your relationship with Hashem by doing the svodatas. Invest in content by keeping yourself educated. And put yourself in an atmosphere of real growth in tefillah. If you do these three things, and obviously if you do some of them, not all of them, whatever it is, if you consistently do these three things, I do strongly believe you'll continue to grow in your tefillah. But imagine for a minute, let's take the opposite just to understand why these things are important. If you never take time to talk to Hashem, if you don't continue to learn about your tefillah, and you don't put yourself in minyanim where people are actually davening. So I just ask you the honest question. How do you really expect to grow in your davening? How do you expect? Do you expect to keep this inspiration forever? You think the things that you do when you're 18 years old, it's just a start. It's just a start. A guy who comes to yeshiva and learns and says, I'm learning this year and then I'm never going to learn again. What's it going to do for him? He had a nice experience, a moment. The point is, this is a start. This is a start. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. Has to be a follow-through that comes after this. What I'm begging you to do in terms of your tefillah, you guys grew so much, you're putting so much effort, that I hope, and daven, I'll daven for you, that you take this, and it should be the beginning of your journey. And you should be able to take this and continue to grow. And honestly, you know, in many ways, I thought it was b'di'evid that we didn't finish tefillah shir, but maybe it's a l'chatchila in a way, because there will be a continuation. We are going to continue to be connected and we're going to continue learning tefillah together, so hopefully that'll help. But to a certain extent, mostly it now falls on you. It's no longer an every day of the week thing that we do. I've gotten you to a point. From here, you got to take that and you got to take it, continue to grow and take it to the next level. I give everyone a bracha here that you continue to enjoy and you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through davening and through Avodas Hashem. And Emir Tashem, when you come back in a few years, you'll come over to me and you'll say, Rebbe, my davening's still rocking. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Amen.